producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me today and any particular day. We're talking with Jenny, who has certainly not an uncommon problem, but it's no less vexing, of a middle child. And the problem about a middle child is at one point the middle child was the baby. And that's a hard role to give up just because it gets so much attention from everybody, right? At some point, a middle child was the baby. So they've got an older sib who paid attention to them. They got parents who paid attention to them, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever. And then the dreaded competitor comes along who is a better baby because they're younger. So what does the middle child do? So that's one of the reasons that middle children tend to be pot stirrers, because all got children need attention. So the question is severalfold. What do you do about that so you grow a healthy, happy, sane child? And the answer is to give her special time and focus on what she's good at. For example, this child may be much more intuitive and much more sensitive to other people. So maybe, and I think a 4.5-year-old is much too young for a pet, but that maybe that she gets to read the baby stories, or that she gets, and each of the children, no matter how large the family, needs individual time with parents. And I know that my parents, for example, felt that, well, family time was what was important, and that's not true. For kids, it's not family time, it's time with mom and dad, that mom and dad are the important ones, not sibs. Sibs are competitors to a certain extent. So that's number one. Number two, what do you do with a child who's being hysterical? And the answer is you ignore it. Because anything else, trying to punish a hysterical child will make them more hysterical. It also gives them the message that their emotions are not okay. Hugging them.
Drop her off, we just say, okay, Lauren, fine, like we walk away. I mean, I know like a 10-minute consoling thing isn't working.
It won't work at all. And not only will it not work, it'll make things worse, because what it's saying is the more I cry, the more mom and dad will stay with me.
Right. So that's my concern. I just don't want her to feel like I'm crying and mom and dad are like, oh, we don't care.
So the question is, what if we're going to walk away from her, what do we do? And the answer is twofold. First of all, we explain to her when she's not crying that whenever she gets out of the car and gives mommy and daddy, or mommy and or daddy or anybody else a hug and doesn't make any fuss, that she gets a gold star, or that she gets, that she gets a special hug. In other words, what you do is you reinforce positive behavior, that you get a gold star, or you get to put a gold star in your notebook, and when you have two gold stars, then you get to pick the DVD for the week, or you get to have a 5-minute extra time than the baby gets at night, or whatever, and you can talk with her about what, and you probably know that kid well enough to know what kind of reward she wants, and so it doesn't do any good to ignore the negative behavior unless you give her something positive that she can cling to, because otherwise, you're right, she's going to feel like, and she's got more time than you do, and because time doesn't mean anything to her, so when you drop her off and she starts getting hysterical, and you sort of, you'll console her for a couple minutes, and then you'll stop consoling her. She'll just up the ante. She'll get more hysterical. She'll wet her pants. She'll have a temper tantrum. She'll yell even more. And at that moment, walking away from her, for her, is just confusing, because it worked for a while. How come it's not working anymore? Okay. So she'll figure, all right, if it's not working anymore, then more of this will work because it worked before. So that's not what you want. It's important to say to her, when you leave mommy and daddy in the morning, when you go to school and you cry, it makes us feel, don't use the word baby, because that's what she's thinking and that's what's working for her, that it makes everybody's tummy hurt. And so when you don't do that, because you're such a wonderful big girl, and big girls get to stay up later, or big girls get to choose the DVD, or big girls get to go to the grocery store with mom, or big girls get to go pick out Barbie outfits, You know, and I mean, you need to find something that works for her, that it's associated with big girls, so she gets to do it. Because big girls, the term itself doesn't work, it will not work for her, because she's got a bigger girl. She's got her older sister who already gets all that good stuff. So it has to be something that's unique to her, but she gets, because she's behaving in this great way and she's making everybody happy and she's making her smiley face, and she gets some kind of immediate reward, which is either the hug or the gold star or whatever. And then in a very short period of time, you can't make it a week or a month, when she gets a couple of gold stars, then she gets to do something that she thinks is very special all by herself that nobody else gets to do. And then you ignore the crying completely. So when she starts, you can just say, you know what, big girls don't do that, and we know that big girls get to do all this stuff. So you reinforce the positive behavior and ignore the negative.
So, and I don't know if this is related, but she's also a thumb sucker.
I'd let that go for right now. Listen, braces are a lot cheaper than shrinks.
Okay.
And at some point, you know, right? That this is a way that she's learned to comfort herself.
Okay.
And understand that when she's comforting herself and you say, stop doing that, you're adding to whatever it is that the anxiety is making her suck her thumb, and you're also reinforcing the behavior that this is a way of getting attention. So I'd let that go. As I said, you know, and if it's any comfort to you, my kid, she didn't suck her thumb. She sucked her middle two fingers. And I swear to you, she was born with those two fingers essentially being waterlogged. And my thought was exactly as I shared with you. You know, a therapist is a lot more expensive than an orthodontist, number one. Number two, anything that you come with that she knew how to comfort herself before she was born, why am I going to take that away from her? And
right.
It seemed to me a much better idea than a pacifier. It was not something I gave her and then took away. And at some point, I did the bribe of, okay, when you're ready to stop doing this, you let me know, and we'll, you know, I'll give you rewards for not doing it. And she, in fact, did wear braces at one point, if it's any comfort. So, but I still think, even if your mom's a shrink, she can't come to me as her therapist. So, you know, she'll be okay.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
855-99-DR-JOY. Jamel, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi. I was just telling the producer what I was going to say, and I came right on real quick. But anyway, thank you, Ms. Dr. Brown.
You're most welcome. Sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time, Jamel.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, you know what? Today, you know, again, the vice regent of summer was so wonderful, and it stuck with me. And now I'm sort of moving on to something else. And
okay.
Yeah, so what I was thinking about was actually I've been feeling so unmotivated with some of the life goals I've had for about a year and some change. I went out and did something. It didn't work out. Got disappointed and just sort of went into caregiver mode overtime with my mother.
Well, all right, let's talk about what didn't work and why it didn't work and see what we can learn from that. Because, you know, the thing is, if something doesn't work, there are two ways of looking at it. First of all, it can be sort of walled off as a disaster that sort of haunts us, right? Because it's walled off, and every time, you know, it may be that we don't think about it on a moment-to-moment basis, but when we're feeling terrible about ourselves, it comes, you know, with all its virulence saying, see, you failed at this. So it's really important, given the fact that something is disappointing, to learn from it what we can, because it does a number of things. First of all, it takes something from a disaster to something interesting, because we've taken a step back. We're not so emotional about it. We've learned something from it. And if we're going to learn something, that means our intellect has been involved, so we've moved from our gut to our head. And second of all, it has no possibility of haunting us anymore because we learned something from it.
Okay. About 2 years ago was make arrangements for my mother to be set up with her own, I guess, health team, you know, with everything, working with the doctors and having a nurse around, a home attendant. On that front, those things have been accomplished. And so I was trying to be more independent because I had I still deal with social anxiety. I was talking to somebody here in New York City, a wonderful organization who helps people with situations like mine. Who goes there.
Well, which situation are we talking about? Ailing parent or feeling anxious?
Social anxiety.
All right, well, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about where you are and what we need to learn from it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show, so named. I'm not sure why they decided to call it that. We're, you know, a great burst of creativity or something. That's a joke, folks. Okay, so we're talking with Jamil, who has called in the past, taken care of his mom, set up stuff. And you were saying, Jamil, that was the social anxiety, is that the thing that you feel was the problem? taking care of your mom may have been a way of both distracting yourself from the social anxiety and feeling important, which is not a bad thing, but you want to feel like, I think all of us want to feel that we're moving towards something, not away from something.
Absolutely.
Because away, we're always looking over our shoulder. Mm-hmm. So the idea of, one of the ways of looking, for example, at social anxiety disorder is to say, do you know what? If I had been less intimidated by strangers, I might have been less generous with mom. And in the long run, I'm going to feel better about myself for having taken care of mom. Now, it may have been the right behavior for the wrong reasons, but it was still the right behavior. So that's a way of already re-evaluating and I keep thinking of holding something up to the light, of sort of seeing something in a different context. Instead of saying social anxiety disorder has been the problem of my life, it could be social anxiety disorder gave me an opportunity, without even thinking about it twice, of being generous to my mom in a way I might not have been. If my life had been running much more smoothly and much more easily, I might have been more tempted to get somebody else involved or to not have been as involved with mom as I was able to be. So that's already a way of, instead of saying, I mean, it's kind of like my thing about my claustrophobia. One thing, which I'm not crazy about, having that feeling. But what I understand is it's a great barometer for me about when things are going well in my life and when I'm overstressed, because I'm much more likely to be claustrophobic or for it to kick in when there's just too much going on. Either I'm not getting enough sleep, or I'm coming down with something, or I've got too much on my plate, or whatever it is. So while I don't like feeling claustrophobic, I don't like the anxiety part of it, I've learned, instead of to view it as an enemy, to view it as, okay, what are you telling me here? What do I need to do about it here? And learned much better ways of coping with it, as opposed to saying, oh my gosh, this feels terrible, when it's going to end, I can't believe this. I'm saying, okay, what has worked in the past? What can I do that will make this better? I know it's not going to last forever. So, and I'm suggesting that you do the same thing with social anxiety disorder, which is a very common phenomenon. It actually turns out, I think, to be either the first or second most common complaint to mental health workers in the United States. So,
yes, and
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, the situation, and you're spot on with the it started for me. Well, I could say my history could go on for a whole show. It would be like a real therapy session with us, with the audience listening. But what I was saying is that the social anxiety did start for me when I was in junior high school, and I was sick all the time. And then,
but Jamel, what we're focusing on now is where you are here, where you are now.
Right. So what happened with the situation was, I had a social anxiety for a long time, and I went to my therapist, and she wanted to help me take steps to be more independent and to have healthier boundaries.
Right. We've talked about that in the past.
Yeah. And so
what's today's issue?
Okay, so today's issue. Okay, so where am I at? Okay, so after the disappointment with that situation, today's issue is that when I'm encountering trying to start a new healthy situation for me, it'd be, I don't know if the word is eating more better, but just sort of treating myself better. The kid self and me go, oh, that's boring, that's, that's no fun or whatever, it just comes up for me, and then I don't do it, and I end up feeling miserable. So I was
what's the solution to that?
Right. So, that's what I was calling.
Jamel?
Yeah.
Listen to what you said.
Yes.
I do better stuff for myself, and then the kind of primitive part of me says, oh, that doesn't make any sense, and so I stop doing it. So what's the solution to that?
Oh, wow. What's the solution? I guess
Jamel,
yes?
Stop doing this, because what you're saying is, take care of me. That's not the solution to social anxiety disorder. Okay? Let's say you have two friends. You have one friend who says, Jamel, you're looking great today. Okay? And you have another friend who says, Jamel, are you getting enough sleep? You really look tired. Which friend are you going to go see when you want to feel good?
The one telling me I look great.
Okay. So if we view those two voices, your grown-up self, your superego, and your id, your child part, one saying, Jamal, stay where you are, be unhappy, and the other saying, Jamal, you know, put on your big boy pants, try something else. Which are you going to go and spend time with?
Put on big boy pants and try something else.
Okay, so it's not that the other friend goes away, and or whether or not that, and that friend may have some value. The one who says, you know, you don't look very good, may be great to go to movies with, or one who is great when you want to have a snowball fight. But they're not the one you're going to go to when you're trying to accomplish something, or when you're trying to get that little boost, or when you're trying to do something better for yourself. You're going to go to the one who says, wow, Jamal, you're great. So all of us have those voices.
Mm-hmm. And I don't go.
So you choose which one to listen to.
Another one. Yeah, I get
Jamal, stop it.
Yeah.
You're saying I'm going to give good reasons for doing the wrong thing. I'm saying it's okay to do the right thing for the wrong reason. It's not okay to do the wrong thing and make it sound like it's the right reason. It's not. And saying I'm overwhelmed. You're not overwhelmed. You're choosing the easy path. You're choosing the one that says someone has to take care of me. That's an easy path. It's just not a happy path. You need to think of those two voices as two separate friends and what you're going to spend time with. But it's not up to your mom. It's not up to me. It's up to you.
Oh, no,
and it may take.
Yeah.
Pardon?
No, I said mom's out of the equation as far as that part. Absolutely.
Well, but that's what you're doing. You're asking me or your therapist or somebody else to be your mom. You're saying, tell me what to do. And I'm saying, you know what to do.
Oh, that's why I called in today. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Okay,
All righty?
Yes.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99, Dr. Joy. Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Just wanted to know, how do we spot a sociopath?
Can you be more specific with me about why you're asking the question?
Well, some people act nice to lure you into a relationship, and after you're lured into the relationship...
Well, let's not use the word lured. I think everybody, I mean, most of us, when we're, you know, when we meet strangers, tend to be at least neutral, if not nice, right?
Well, as to us, the average, yes, but the sociopath, they are intentionally trying to lure you in. So when...
Well, but, no, hear what I'm saying. When you and I meet strangers, we don't go up to somebody and say, boy, you're a jerk, because what they're going to do is walk away from us. So when we're talking with strangers, everybody is, I'm not sure I'd use the word lure because that has such connotation. So hang on, let's talk specifically about what you're talking about and I'll help you with this, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Ron about sociopaths, and he's saying, well, how do you know that somebody's a sociopath? And the answer is that you don't at the beginning, because sociopaths, by definition, are charming. So you only know if somebody's a sociopath in retrospect. The basic rule of thumb is if something's too good to be true, be a little cautious. It also means that if somebody it seems incredibly charming and telling us everything we want to know, that it still means that we should probably go slowly and not so much look for the warning signs, but just go at a speed that makes sense to us. Because all of us love the idea of being swept off our feet. I mean, there's something really appealing about that. Someone understands the inner us, you know, our inner beauty, and that's kind of what all of us long for. But sociopaths are really, really good at that. They're really good at reading people because it's their you know, it's their stock and trade. And by definition, if they're sociopaths, they want something from us. So when somebody is charming to us, it doesn't mean we should reject them. It just means we should go slowly, at our own pace, and be aware what's going on. Just, you know, enjoy the positive, and just make sure that we're not we're not being sucked in, that we're going at a pace that makes sense to us, which I suppose means, like in everything else in our life, Ron, that we really need to hear that inner compass, that inner voice. And I would argue that most of us, when we went into a sociopath, on some level are probably vaguely aware of it, because we call up, if we're women, we call up our best friend and say, I just met the most fantastic guy. You know, he says all the right things, and he's so adorable, and he holds my chair. Which isn't necessarily mean that there aren't cool guys who are not sociopaths, but I think my answer would be to myself, to you, to my friends, is go slowly. Just be aware that it takes a while to get to know somebody. And the getting to know somebody should be fun, but you're going to be much more astute if you're not deciding that you're not 40 steps ahead. You're not already planning the color of your bridesmaids' gowns, or how you're going to spend the next 5 years together, or how this person's going to be a great mom, or any of that kind of thing. You just go slowly. And sociopaths, sooner or later, reveal themselves, as does everybody else. And at that moment, it's not, you know, it's not like pulling back the curtain usually. It's just that we see things that don't make any sense or don't make us happy. And at that point, it's not even that we dump them, it's that we negotiate them, talk about them. So, I mean, I think the easy answer to your question is there is no way of knowing at the outset who's a sociopath, because they may just be, you know, a really great person and just the right person for you. But it takes time to know that. And over time, you begin to see things that you question. And I would argue that if you think about any relationship you've ever had with a sociopath, there was some point where you think, huh, and because they are seductive and charming and intuitive, that you sort of just put aside those concerns. Well, those concerns you don't need to necessarily overwhelm the relationship, but you need to be aware of them and say, okay, what does this mean? And also ask for what you want. And one of the issues about sociopaths is because they're so good, as you, to use your word, at luring us, that we really focus much more on how they make us feel than who they are. And that any relationship needs to be a combination. So I think there is, to answer your question simply, how do you know a sociopath at the outset? You don't. But the question is, over time, that when something seems too good to be true, it usually is. And at that moment, instead of either succumbing and saying, oh, well, this feels so good, or dumping the person, you begin to negotiate with them. And one of the things about sociopaths is they don't negotiate very well. So somebody who's charming and doesn't negotiate probably gives you some idea. And even if they're not sociopaths, somebody you can't negotiate, you can't really be in a relationship with, because there are enough differences between people that sooner or later, you know, if we're playing it's my way or the highway all the time, that's what a sociopath does. And to a certain extent, if you can't negotiate with somebody, you can't maintain a relationship. Does that answer your questions?
Am I still here?
Yeah.
I
just asked you a question. Does that answer your questions? So either it does or it doesn't.
Yeah. So I guess
okay. What
you're saying is there are signs in the beginning. We shouldn't wipe it aside, because first she's like, well, it's because it's the month my mom died. Then it's almost.
Well, exactly. If something doesn't make any sense, then what you do is you don't have to dismiss them, but you ask for explanations. And sociopaths are very short on explanations. No, never makes any sense. Because there's not, the thing about a sociopath is that it's all about them. There really isn't a sense of empathy. There really is a sense of caring. And what we all want in a relationship is someone that we care about and they care about us. And that sociopaths aren't capable of that. So when something doesn't work, when it doesn't make any sense, instead of either dismissing it or dismissing them, you ask about it. And that's, as I said, sociopaths don't negotiate. So if you can't negotiate, it doesn't, again, it doesn't by definition inherently mean they're, it just means they don't negotiate, but you can't be in a relationship with someone you can't negotiate, by definition.
You mean example?
Well, no, you don't need one, I just told you. You don't need to give me an example, I just gave you examples. Okay?
Negotiable. Can you give me an example of that?
Oh, I'll give you one. All right, let's say that you say, Joy, I just love being around you. I want to be around you all the time. And I say, Well, that's great. You know, I have a movie that I'm going to go see on Wednesday. Would you like to come? All right. Now, you might say, I'm just trying to think of something sociopathic about it. You might say, that sounds great. I can hardly wait. You know, that sounds great. And then Wednesday, just before you're supposed to meet me, you call up and say, you know, I can't do this. Sorry, something's come up. Okay. Well, things do come up. And I might say something like, well, gee, Ron, I'm really disappointed. And you either hang up on me or I say, gee, is there anything I can help with? And you say, you know, it's none of your business. So how, you know, at that moment where I say, I'm not arguing with you, but I'm telling you I'm disappointed that you're not willing to deal with me. Or let's just say that, you know, that this first time, because I think you're adorable and charming and you've told me all these wonderful things about myself and you cancel on me at the last minute, that I say, oh, gee, Ron, I'm so sorry. And let's say that you then call me, you know, a couple days later and say, you know, I really miss you. Can we get together? And I say, sure. When would you like to go out? Because I'm now learning that inviting you on things may not work as well. And so you say, well, how about Thursday, next Thursday? I said, great. What would you like to do? And you say, well, I don't know. I'll call you on Thursday and let you know. And I don't hear from you on Thursday, or you don't call, nothing. So maybe I either call you on Thursday or I text you or something. I say, Ron, are we on? And I don't hear from you. So then you call me another couple of days after that and say, Joy, I miss you so much. And I'm at that moment, I can do one of three things. I can either decide that there's something wrong here, that you've canceled twice. The first time may have been, I mean, things happen. The second time, you didn't even bother to let me know that you were canceling, and you're still saying the same thing. You're not saying, I've gotten a cold, or my mother called, or I've fallen in love with somebody else, or an old girlfriend called. You're not giving me any explanation. You're still giving me the same routine of how wonderful I am. So either there, one of several things I could say. I could say, Ron, look, you're busy, I'm busy. It sounds like you're going through a really tough time in your life where there's a lot going on. Why don't you call me when you're available? Okay, so that's one possibility. Another, I could say, Ron, look, you seem like a really nice guy, but you've canceled on me once. Once you stood me up, and you know, it just makes me uncomfortable. It makes me feel anxious whenever you call and tell me how much you think I'm wonderful, but I think, you know, you're going to do it again. Or I could say, Ron, look, this is twice that you canceled on me. The next time, as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to make one more date with you because you seem like an interesting guy. But let me tell you, if this one doesn't come through, I just assume you didn't call me anymore. In other words, or I suppose I could just think, you know what, Ron is the only person who's shown any interest in me in a really long time. So what I'm going to do is, even though, you know, I'm just going to assume that, yeah, he's really busy and he's really important and but he tells me how much he loves me. So I'm just going to go along with this. Now, at that point, you could argue that I was codependent, that I have some issues. But the idea being that sociopaths want to be in charge the whole time. Sociopaths basically feel unlovable. They can justify anything they do to somebody else because they figure that nobody really likes them. And if they showed their true colors, that nobody would have anything to do with them, hence the charm. So, I mean, the point is that in that kind of pattern, you can see that, and I'm making it up, you know, I'm making it up as I go along, that I'm giving you a really mixed, or you're giving me a really mixed message. On the one hand, you're telling me what I really want to hear, which is I'm wonderful and you love me and you think I'm adorable. On the other hand, your behavior is inconsistent with your words. Okay? So look for consistency. Look for something that makes sense to you. Look for friendship. Look for trust in relationships before you look for all that glittery stuff, all the sex appeal, all the excitement, because all that excitement can be misleading, even if the person's not a sociopath, and it's coin of the realm if they are. Okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
About what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jerry, here on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Brown. How are you today?
Good, Jerry. What's on your mind?
I have three adult children between 30 and 40 years old.
So you have three?
Adult children.
Okay, adult. I missed the word adult.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Between 30 and 40. And they each have spouses and children. And we're planning a trip down to Florida in November.
I guess not Disney World, huh?
Yeah, I think we're going to go there.
You're going to go to Disney with adult kids, huh?
Okay. Well, everything down there. I mean, we got grandchildren, the support grandchildren.
Okay.
And the issue that my wife and I are up against is we're gonna cover the trip. We're gonna take care of all the expenses down and back, parts, hotel, food, you name it. We got it.
Very nice.
And the youngest of the, surprise, surprise, right, the youngest of my three children is somewhat undependable, meaning that he will make commitments and within 2 days before say, can't go. And I don't want to make a commitment to the park by buying tickets and reserving things and air transportation and then have him at the last minute say, well, don't think I want to go. So my wife and I have been struggling with this. How can we make him accountable to ensure that he attends one of the...
How much is it going to cost for you to just for his portion of the trip?
Well, he would be... I'm just going to pick a number, say $3,000. Just getting that out of
here. Does he have a job?
Oh, yes.
Is he married?
Yes, yes.
You got kids?
Two.
Well, so presumably, would his wife and kids come without him?
No, they all come. I'm bringing everyone.
No, I know. But if he sort of at the last moment decides he doesn't want to come, would the wife and kids come?
No. No, they wouldn't.
Okay, what I would say to him is, here's the deal. I'd really like you to come. What I'm going to ask you for is a $1,500 deposit. If you come, I'll give it back to you. If you don't, it'll at least offset my anger for having put the money down, and you can probably get your other $1,500 back as well.
Okay.
If he says, I'm not going to do it, then he's not going to come.
Because one of the things we thought through back and forth between my wife and I was saying, okay, here's what your part of this is costing. You pay it on your card, and when you get there, I'll give you a check to pay your card.
Well, you could do that. I'm doing exactly the same version, right, except I'm saying halvesies.
Okay. Yeah, I see what your point. Okay.
It's exactly the same point.
Mm-hmm.
And if he says, no, I'm not going to do that, I mean, the point is he can give you the check, and you can say, you know, then I'll put it in an escrow account, and you can have the interest on it. You come, and I'll give you the check back. You don't come, you're out the money, but at least, because you can probably sell, I mean, if you cancel within 48 hours or something, you can probably get your hotel back, and even if you don't, you still have to pay for the first night. You're talking about, would you say, a week?
Probably 4 to 5 days.
Yeah, so you can probably get most of the money back from the hotel. You don't have to worry about the outlay for the food. Disney World, I'm sure you can get the, you know, that they'll take the tickets back from you. So,
okay.
Although you may want to find out what the cancellation policy is for Disney.
Yes.
But, and then, in fact, you don't even have to guess. Call up the hotel and ask them what the cancellation policy is. Call up Disney and the airline and find out what the cancellation policy is and whatever your actual outlay would be if, you know, if he cancels, have him give you a check for that. And if he comes, you give him the check back.
Good.
And if he says, no, I'm not going to do it, then say, fine, then you manage all your stuff at the end. We'd really like you to come, but I'm not willing to put out that kind of money to not have, you know, to not have you there.
Correct.
All right?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, little snot. That's what happens in babies of the family. Ooh, I'll get letters about that, too. Won't I? Not all babies. Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Good, Ann. What's on your mind?
I'm also the baby of the family.
All right, well, I guess we're going to have to slap you around a little then. All right.
Well, I talked to you last week about a possible career change.
Right, and you said you didn't know what you wanted to do, and so I said, no, you got to figure that out.
You said to do homework.
Yes, ma'am.
Which I did.
And I said, Ann, you got to be specific, or you'll end up spinning your wheels and feeling really frustrated and going back to the only thing you know, which may not be anything that makes you very happy. So homework assignment, get specific. Think about things that you like to do. Think about things you want to do. So Ann has done her homework. Let's hear how you did, Cookie.
Okay. Some of the things I like to do are birding and reading, writing, and I'm interested in history.
Okay.
So what I actually did was I signed up for a class at the school, a 4-day class in writing.
Okay.
Four Saturday mornings, and I thought that would give me a feel for the whole, you know, to be on the other end of it and see, get a feel for the place.
Okay.
And meet people and see if that's
sure, not a bad thing to do. I'm not sure exactly how, if you're going to write as a career, as something that
right.
brought in money, where
right.
what would the context be? Do you want to write for a newspaper, for a magazine?
Well, I don't know that I would do this as a career. It happened to be a class that worked on my schedule, so I thought, well, I'll take it. It's writing memoirs, whether that'll turn
And I have no problem with that, but it does seem a bit of feel to what the homework assignment was, which is,
yes.
it's kind of like when I go look up a word in the dictionary and 4 hours later, I'm not anywhere closer to that word because I found all these other fascinating words.
Right.
I have no objection to you taking a writing course. I think it's a great idea to be social. I think you'll learn something. It'll be fun.
Right, right.
But it's not really the assignment, Cookie.
No, it isn't.
All right. So what else did we get any closer to the assignment?
Well, I mean, I know what I like, and I am teaching a one-day birding class at the Audubon Society.
Okay.
And which is a possibility that if I wanted to teach that in this sort of adult learning situation.
Do you have to make money doing this?
Actually, no, I don't.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's...
I really don't.
Well, but that's wonderful. That means that you can...
wonderful.
You can have this kind of foofy approach, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
So the goal of getting... of changing careers is what? If you had to be specific.
To have a career that's intellectually stimulating.
Okay, for how long? How long do you want to work?
Well, we do go away in the summer, so I have to work during the school year.
All right, so school year. Do you want to work every day? Do you want to work one day a week? Do you want to what's the perfect?
Oh, probably 3 or 4 days a week would be perfect.
Right, 3 or 4 days a week. And remind me what you taught before.
Well, I was a librarian.
You're a librarian. I remember
which
that
I part. Loved. I mean, I loved.
Do you want, would you like, for example, to, I mean, what if you taught birding one day a week, taught a course at the library about birding one day a week, and worked at the library a day a week? Would that work for you?
Yeah, it would work.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Go back to what you knew. Take the birding, what you're already teaching a course, and then sort of put the two together and teach birding one day a week or one day a month or something with slides at the library. And it sounds like you got it solved.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would work.
Yeah, especially because it sounds like you don't really need to make an income. You may also do things like, I don't know if you live near a big city, but for example.
We don't.
Okay. Do you live near a prison?
No. There might be one in a different county, but not
there. Because there is always, I mean, the prison population is really, obviously, they're there, so and they're going to lock the doors and are quite often really very enthusiastic about either volunteers or paid people to come and share information.
Uh-huh. Well, that's something I could theoretically do.
But it sounds like if we're talking about the library one day a week, teaching one day a week birding, and then maybe teaching at the library, on maybe the kids and adults on a Saturday or something.
That's a good idea.
Okay?
That's a very good idea.
Off you go.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And maybe you can turn it into field trips and
exactly.
Maybe, yeah. All right.
So they were talking about that at Audubon, having the scouts come and earn badges.
Yeah.
So it might turn it.
And take people out on the different times of the year and to different nests. And
right.
Off you go.
Okay, cool. Thanks a lot, Doctor.
You're welcome. Okay, now, Anne, what's the good news and the bad news in terms of you trying to do this? Because the good news is, she really doesn't have to make money on it. And the bad news is, you can see, not focused. Okay, so if you're really looking to change things in your life, you need to be focused, because otherwise, if you're foofing around, what you're going to do is if the only specific thing that you know about is what you don't want to do, you're going to end up doing it because it's the only thing that's specific. Don't do that to yourself.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.